You are listening to KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, and I am in the studio with Jake Perrone and Kaya Schlangen, both interns for Age to Age and graduates of last year from Two Harbors High School. How are you two doing this morning?
We're doing great, yeah.
Good.
Tell me just a little bit about yourselves. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
I'm Jake, and I guess I've been a runner for as long as I can remember, so other than that being a sport, it's a hobby for me as well. So, I mean, I'm always running, doing stuff. As well as that, I like to record music in my free time and work on producing music and stuff like that. So, I guess those are a couple of my hobbies.
Yeah, and I really like reading and writing, and especially hiking and doing activities outside. So, I'm really excited to be back on the North Shore for the summer.
And are you two in college then, and do any of your hobbies reflect over to your college life?
Yeah, so I go to college at Augustana University in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I really like it there. And yeah, I run for the cross country and track team there. So that hobby slash sport of mine transfers over there. And then I record music in my dorm when I have free time when I'm supposed to be studying for classes.
And I go to the University of Minnesota Duluth, where I'm studying to teach high school Spanish. And I'm really involved in the Spanish club there, and I'm hoping to volunteer next semester with the local immersion elementary school.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Age to Age. So what is Age to Age? How do you describe it?
So Age to Age is like kind of like an intergenerational relationship building program. So kind of our focus is like bringing the generations of Two Harbors together. So focusing on bringing the seniors or the elders of the community and have them interact with like the youth of the community in different ways possible. So that's kind of our main focus for the Two Harbors community.
And Kaya, when did you two start your internship?
I started last month right after I finished my first year at college, and Jake just started 2 weeks ago.
So what do you do with your internship then? And what got you interested?
So, yeah, for our internship, we're the summer interns, and we kind of help put together some projects and help with, like, different areas in the community, different volunteer programs. And what got me interested was my dad had just actually reached out to me because he knows Chris Langenbrunner and said, you know, hey, like, there's an internship. Wondering if you'd be available to work it this summer. And I said, yeah, sounds cool. Like, sounds like a good experience to help build relationships throughout the community.
How about you, Kaya?
Yeah, I've kind of seen Age to Age in and out of the high school when I went there. And so now I really just wanted to get more experience working in a community and seeing the different roles with nonprofit work. And so we're doing, like Jake said, we're helping with programs this summer, like our Tech and Coffee, which is every Tuesday at the hospital from 10:30 to 1. And it's when high school students volunteer to help seniors with any technology issues they have with their phones or tablets or laptops. And so that's one program that Jake and I are helping out with this summer.
And we'll get more into some of those excellent Age to Age events that happen in the community. But do you two do any individual projects?
Yeah, so my individual project is going to be on August 2nd, and what I'm putting together for the community is going to be a community 5K run, walk, and roll. So it's going to be for all members of the community, whether you want to run the 5K, walk the 5K. I'm going to set up, hopefully, a way that people, if they're in wheelchairs, they can find a way to get the 5K done, or moms with kids in strollers, you know, kind of like with that roll part. So it's just going to be like an all-encompassing event, so it's not, you know, secluded to one area. Like, you just have to run the 5K, so.
Is it going to be anything that, like, benefits, or is it just anybody can do it?
It's going to be anyone can do it, and the goal is to make it free because most 5Ks, you know, you have to pay a little bit of money to do it, but this is just going to be, like, a community event, so anyone can show up, and, you know, however they want to get it done, they can get a 5K done, and it's just supposed to be, like, you know, bring the community together and not something you have to worry about paying for or being restricted to have access to.
All right, that sounds like that would be a blast. Kaya?
I'm planning to do a 50s themed dance at the community center on Sunday, July 28th. And I'm working with community partners right now to make sure that the elders in the community get transportation there, and it's an intergenerational event. So I'm also planning on having some high schoolers volunteer as well to help with root beer floats, and we're going to have live music and dancing.
Both of your projects sound like they're amazing. You two are going to be doing a good job, I can tell. So onto some of the age-to-age events. What's going on in the community in the summer?
We have, right now, we actually need volunteers. We're working with Kids and Go to do a field trip for the kids this summer called Fish and Ships, which is at the aquarium in Duluth on June 21st. And we're hoping to get senior volunteers, and we can bus everyone down and make sure the kids and the seniors have a really great time down in Duluth.
We have the Tech and Coffee every Tuesday, too. So that's going to be at the hospital from 10:30 to 1. So basically any seniors in the community that want help, you know, setting up their phone, their laptop, their tablets, just have one, like, a question on it they don't have anyone to help them with, come down there. We have high school kids. We have me and Kyle that are going to be there to just help, you know, answer any questions or just simply show you how to do something. If you're like, hey, I know my phone can do this, but I don't know exactly how to work it, you know, we can be there to show you how to, you know, get it done.
Yeah, another program we're having on Mondays at the hospital is we're pairing with a group called Kairos Alive, and they do a live stream dance session. So seniors can come in to the hospital, and we just did it. We helped out this Monday. It was at the hospital from 10:30 to 11. It's just a half hour, and it's just making sure seniors are getting some mobility and moving around, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, so we have a lot of events going on, some of them that we just named, but if there's any more, we have social media pages set up for people that are interested in the Two Harbors Age to Age. So if you are looking for information or our events, all of our events are going to be on our Facebook page, which is Two Harbors Age to Age. That's our Facebook page. If you're looking for this, we have a calendar set up of all the events that are going to be there. If you want to check it out, you can check yes if you want to go or no if you don't, maybe if you want to. Then we also have a couple other social media pages going on right now. We just set up an Instagram and Twitter for our account. So for any of the younger kids listening right now, we have on Instagram, we are at age2agth, as well as Twitter. We are also at age2agth.
Is that like the number two?
Nope, it is A-G-E-T-O-A-G-E-T-H. So yeah, you can find us on there, and we're going to post information. We're hopefully going to be posting, you know, a few times a week, just keeping everyone updated on what's going on in the community and the different events that we have. We'll post ahead of time. We'll post pictures from the events afterward. So it's just kind of a good way to help keep connected if you're interested.
And if someone's interested in volunteering, do they go there or do they call a phone number?
If you are interested in volunteering, you could always DM us on one of our social media pages, or you could also contact us by email. It's probably the easiest way. And that way, if we don't have the direct link, we could email you or forward the email to someone who does. So our emails are, for me, is Jake Perrone, that's J-A-K-E-P-A-R-O-N, @gmail.com.
Mine is Kaya Schlangen, K-A-I-J-A-S-C-H-L-A-N-G-E-N, @gmail.com.
All right. Thank you two for coming in. Really excited to hear about all the stuff that's going to be happening with Age to Age this summer.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back.